Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming from the bubble is JJ Redick's podcast. You know, Redick does a podcast for The Ringer, and it's pretty interesting because he gets guys to open up because he's a current player in the NBA and he talks to a lot of other current players. And, you know, there's that level of trust where he just gets guys talking, and they really do open up to JJ Redick for one reason or another. You're not a fan of JJ Redick, are you?
I don't think, I can't hate on his career and what he's done. I don't know.
He's a great poet.
If he's good at broadcasting and does a good job with the podcast stuff, you know, that's good.
Well, he had the NBA's best defender on his podcast.
Which is?
Patrick Beverley.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what the stats say or is that what's been voted on?
Well, I mean, he's like first team all defense in the NBA year after year. So. Yeah.
All right. All right. Patrick Beverley. All right.
Especially when you talk backcourt guys.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You know,
I mean,
he's one of the guys that
makes sense.
If he's not one, if
he's carved
not
out
the,
a niche, let's
he
say
is
that.
One of the best.
Sure.
Can't shoot for
no.
You know what? But he can defend.
Yeah.
And he was asked, the Clippers guard, by JJ Redick, who is the toughest person for him to defend?
I say Dame.
Yeah.
I'll give it to him. You know, Dame is one of the reasons why I went in the weight room, and I told my guys, like, hey, I got to get fast lateral. I don't feel like I'm fast. I can't keep up, you know, with the speed right now. I don't know if I need to lose weight. I don't know if I need to get strong. I don't know if I need to hire a new f-ing team, but I need to get f-ing faster. So I have you guys break that down, you know. And so worked on a whole bunch, and, you know, prime example last year, ISO play, game winner. I get a stop on it. All that hard work for that one play.
Right.
You know, for that one play, you know, but hey, you know.
Like 5 years ago when Steph won those back-to-back MVPs and the Warriors were unbelievable, I feel like there was like chatter about Dame being Steph light, right?
Yeah.
Not a poor man Steph because he was way better than that, but Steph light.
Yeah.
I don't think you can make that argument now. Like Dame is his own problem.
Yeah,
he is his own problem. He is,
and he's in a system where they allow him to be exactly who he is in order for them to win at a high level. You know, so like those half court shots are like, you know, for me that's, you know, layups and corner shots for me. You know, for half court shots for him though. You know, so like the dynamic is very different when you're going out there preparing for a player like that.
Yeah,
way different.
Patrick Beverley, JJ Redick. We've been talking about this, like the respect level that Damian Lillard has within the NBA, but not within the media. And it feels like, you know, Dame has been voted first team all NBA. He's been voted second team all NBA. He is a five-time All-Star now. That, coming from one of the league's best defenders, perimeter defenders especially, is, you know, quite the honor and distinction that Dame has. Of all of the people in the NBA that Patrick Beverley has the task of defending, which he gets the best matchup and the toughest matchup of any backcourt guys in the league, he says it's Damian Lillard. Changed the way that he approached his offseason and the way that he had to gain weight and become quicker laterally.
There's two point guards that I think that I would have loved to see, because their eras are, it's unfortunate because they're not going to be able to battle in their true prime against each other, because I think they are physically the toughest and the strongest point guards in the league, and I don't think it's close. When they were at their best is Chris Paul and Damian Lillard. You know, Steph is very good. He's extremely good. Physically, he doesn't carry the same strength in the way they play basketball. Chris Paul's always been one of the strongest basketball players at his position, even at his age, he still is just physically strong. That's, I think, that's one of the things that not everybody quite understands, how strong Damian Lillard is.
Yep.
And how hard it is to defend a guy that you can't bully. You're not going to push him around. And there are guys out there, you can push Kyrie Irving around. Mm-hmm. You can. Mm-hmm. It's already been proven. He doesn't want to touch. I mean, as good as he is with ball handles, he doesn't like the kind of contact that Dame can handle. And so that's great to hear from Patrick Beverley, but will that translate to wins? I hope so.
You know, it's an interesting thing that you bring up about Chris Paul, though, because something that Dame has that Chris Paul doesn't is what they were talking about at the end of that, which is
range.
Steph Light range. Dame was a shooter, and Dame was, I mean, he was very slight when he came into the league, and he is transformed his body into being that.
Remember,
he
went through that
guy.
Vegan stage, like, yeah, that sucks. I don't want to do this anymore.
But what he's talking about is Chris Paul never had the ability to shoot the way that Dame does.
His shot's not the same. He's an overhead shooter. But, and he can't have the kind of range like Dame has with his front, the way he releases it.
But this is where Dame is different in that he can shoot at a ridiculously high level from a ridiculous range where, you know, Beverly's sitting there and saying layups and corner threes, that's what Dame is from half court, right? And we've heard Dame say this several times. It's like, you know, especially after the Paul George shot and waving the Thunder goodbye, it was, no, that's a shot that I train for. Like, I train for that shot. I do that in the offseason. This isn't something that is just like I pull up and I shoot it and hope it goes in. No, that is in his repertoire. Yeah. And that is different than what Chris Paul has, but also the strength to go to the rim when he needs to. That's what makes him so difficult to defend.
And why he's better than, and not to say that Westbrook is not as strong. Westbrook is extremely strong and massively explosive.
He
just doesn't have the full gambit of ability, like in range.
No.
That Damian has. Damian can make you pay on every part of the court. Westbrook is an elite passer. He's an elite go-to-the-rim guy. He is a triple-double threat, but he just doesn't have the range, and he doesn't have the personality. That's the other hard part of it, is that the personality is extremely ball-centric. Dame just doesn't give you that.
Well, he has the ability to, and this makes him really tough to defend as well, is he doesn't have a problem deferring. You know, he will defer to somebody else, unlike Russell Westbrook or Chris Paul's fault may be the fact that he's too prone to defer, and he'll dish.
You gotta
it
know
off
your
all
strength.
Over.
Strengths and weaknesses, and there is no real weakness, right? Other than maybe just the kind of defense that it would take to play all game long at a 6'3" point guard, and kind of movement it takes to play in the front court that long.
I can promise you one thing.
Yeah.
You will never see a team do what the Blazers did to Russell Westbrook last year to Damian Lillard, which was they dared him to shoot.
Yeah, no,
and they dared him to beat him.
No, well, I think Dame Lillard is going to have kind of the thing happen to him that maybe happened to Steph Curry a little bit. People are respecting the three from him and the deep three from him so much, they may start overplaying it, but Dame's smart enough to take what the defense gives him. He can. Yeah. We've seen him take the ball to the rim. He can do it super effectively, and if they're going to overplay, he's really great at not forcing what's out there.
And they're going to have to double team. They're going to have to do the things, and they have to come out. They're going to have to get that high pick and roll. But what made Golden State so great when you had to defend Steph? You left Klay open. And that's where CJ, and that's where the complement of supposed shooters, that's where Zach has to be better, and all these guys have to be shooting. If you're going to tell me that Gary Trent Jr. is your answer, then you're going to have to knock it down.
Yeah, and that's why Trevor Ariza being in the corner, and he was a great corner shooter, Trevor Ariza was, that's where his value will be lost in this push. Also, hidden in that, is there's something that NBA players definitely agree on, and he doesn't get nearly enough credit for. Patrick Beverley saying, and he plays in a system that allows him to be him and highlights his strengths. Mm-hmm. Terry Stotts is, for his shortcomings as a coach and the rotations that people get frustrated with, he always figures it out by the
Noah
end of the
Vonley.
Year. But for his shortcomings, he is one of the best offensive-minded coaches in the NBA, and players in the league realize it, and they acknowledge it. You heard J.J. Redick and Patrick Beverley do that right there at the end of it. And, you know, Dame is a special player. He's a generational talent here in Portland, but Stotts gets the best out of him because he allows him to do it. How many coaches have we seen kind of been rigid and not allow their guys to be themselves, especially when it's something that's so different, like Dame pulling up from half court.
Tom Thibodeau.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Blazers, Pacers, scrimmage Thursday. The bubble gets underway, and all the guys are going to be looking good because did you see the barbershop went up?
I did.
They got
I
the
did.
Barbershop
I
up.
Did. I saw the barbershop, the clean cuts.
I hope that thing has AC because it looks like a little greenhouse that they
I think they're going to be nice and comfortable in there.
All right.
For everybody to see.
The Toronto.
You got a bad fade.
The Toronto. You see some guys with just jacked up hairdos heading in there.
We saw some of the Corona cuts that people were posting around the internet, letting their wives, girlfriends, or significant others do the fade for them.
Oh, boy. All right. The Toronto Blue Jays have a problem. Canada doesn't want them. What are they going to do? 8:15 on the Fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.